Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Eamon, thank you very much indeed. This is The Hard Shoulder on location in the bowels of Croke Park, somewhere that I have to say, before I came here for the OB today, I had never been before. But someone who knows it like the back of his hand is Jerry McGarry, who is a skyline and a museum tour here at Croke Park. Jerry, how are you?
Very, very good. Very, very good. And you're very, very welcome to Croke Park today.
I have to say, one of the first things I did was trying to find my own club on the wall outside. Do you find people staring at it for a long time until they spot their own?
Well, we have it broken down into the provinces. We have it broken down into the international clubs. So it's generally quite easy to find. School groups, very, very interested. Generally, people that come through, very, very interested in finding their clubs.
Yeah, well, I know it goes by alphabetical order. We're down towards the end, but we'll have a word about that now before we go. Tell us about what we're looking at here, because I'm guessing this is, it's a wonderful start, a most logical start, but I could have very well passed through this at some stage.
Well, this is the entrance to the museum, and at the entrance, we've got two of the old turnstiles that were used in the Cusick stand from the 1930s all up to 1993 when the stadium here was redeveloped. So people do walk past these and never think of them. But for me, as a young fellow growing up, I was lifted over turnstiles like these by my father going to matches. And I remember going to, be it St. Chernock's Park or Croke Park or wherever it is, coming up to matches and saying, let this be our day. Just give us one day.
And occasionally, it was your day. Only occasionally, of course. But that was back in the day where you could be lifted over the turnstile. Children were kind of thrown in and weren't counted.
Well, the biggest attendance we've ever had in Croke Park was the 1991 All-Ireland final between Down and Offaly. The recorded attendance that day was 91,000. Given the amount of kids that were carried over that, it's probably six figures.
Health and safety were just two words at that point, Jerry.
They
weren't a thing. So let's go further in here. So what are we looking at?
If we go through here, we come round to the left, and this is where we have the history of the games and we have the history of the association. So just coming up to this exhibition up here on the left-hand side. So this is, to me, this is our founding fathers. So here we highlight the people that were involved back in the foundation of the association back in 1884. We've got Archbishop Thomas Croke. Croke Park is named after him because he was the very, very first sponsor of the association. A very, very important appointment at the time because he brought all the Catholics in the country behind the association, got them to join up. And at the time the association was founded, the games had always been here, but it was founded to put proper governance on the rules and the games themselves. So we needed buy-in from as many people in the country as we possibly could. So Archbishop Thomas Croke, he was big into his big supporter of the IRB and the Republican movement, and also very, very involved in the Land League and the Home Rule movement.
I mean,
so pick the boxes.
The first thing that I'm seeing here is I'm picking off the names of most of the stands. Of course, one stand that didn't get named after these guys, but we have P.W. Nally, the Nally stand,
yes.
Morris Davin, the Davin stand, Michael Cusack, the Cusack stand, Archbishop Croke is named after him. So these guys are definitely part of this
these
building.
These were big players way back in the day. You know, really, really were big players. And they all had a huge input. Like Morris Davin wrote the first set of rules for the association. You know, he did the first two terms as president, wrote the first set of rules, and that was part of the reason the association was set up, because prior to 1884, if you went to Dublin, played one set of rules, my home county, Monaghan, another set of rules, all over the country, different sets of rules. So he standardised the rule book so that actual games could move forward.
There's a reference here, there's a wonderful banner presented by the WTHC of New York to the Gaels of County Clare. Was this the first internationalisation of the sport?
This was. So we have an extra, so we've quite strong links across with the United States. So this would have been the first of those going way back in the day. And since then, obviously, we had the invasion of America and all of these, and culminating to 2 or 3 weeks ago, we had the American football match here in Croke Park.
Yeah, which by all accounts was a fantastic occasion. Going further in, I mean, we're starting to see the trophies now here. So what is this fine piece of silverware?
This is a trophy that goes back to, it's the Croke Hurling Cup, and that goes back to 1896.
Right, and we didn't give that out very often by the look of it.
There was lots and lots of different local cups available around that time, and we have a selection of them here. And as you said, they weren't sort of national trophies or whatever else, though, more at a local level. There was lots and lots of different tournaments played at local level, and some of the cups are up here on display.
So tell us, I mean, obviously this stadium wasn't always this big. It always was a centrepiece. And we're looking here, this is a very famous Tipperary jersey, isn't it? I recognise this.
So we're here in front of, this is our artefacts from Bloody Sunday. So Bloody Sunday, a really, really important part of our history here in Croke Park, and probably a part of our history that we take extremely, extremely seriously here in Croke Park. Probably just the background to it, the War of Independence, 1919-1921, and on the 21st November 1920, there was an attack on Croke Park by the British forces, and we had 14 people killed here, and somewhere between 80 and 100 injured.
And the Tipperary jersey was one that obviously the Tip lads recreated relatively recently, didn't they?
The Tipperary, they did. So for the centenary back in 2020, the Tipperary boys won. They wore a replica of that shirt. That was actually going back to 1920. That was actually the Grange Mokler shirt that coincidentally, that was Michael Hogan's club at the time. And they wore the Grange Mokler jerseys here back in 1920. And you say the Tipperary boys, they recreated those back in 20.
Michael Hogan, the only name I didn't read out earlier on, and of course that stems back to 1916. What's the pocket watch?
The pocket watch, that's belonging to one of the referee here on the day, so it was.
Right, okay. So it's an incredible artifact to hold on to. How much of an influence did this one match have on the GA?
This is defined Croke Park and defined the GA. Those two incidents happened quite early. The GA was formed in 1884, and there's two incidents, to my mind, that were really, really important. So we had Bloody Sunday here back in 1920, but back in 1918, we had a thing called Gaelic Sunday. And that was the first real attempt by the GA to take on, in a peaceful means, the British government. And back in those days, there was a ban on meetings of Irish people, and they included the GA in those bans. So for us to play a GA match back in 1918, we had to go and get permission from the local REC station. So the GA defined a day, they said the 4th of August 1918, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, every club in the country is to go out and play a match. Do not ask for permission. And they went on the basis that the British could not
stop you all.
Every single match. So that went ahead, and it was an absolute success. There were about 150,000 people, between players and spectators, took part in that day. And that defined the GA, and just how far they'd gone into the country and as part of it.
And that was the last time that level of coordination ever happened in the organisation. As we know, anyone who's ever tried to do a fixture list since would definitely be cut. Where else we move on?
Now, you were just mentioning about Bloody Sunday. So like I said, back in 21st November 1920, one interesting fact, we mentioned the centenary back a couple of years ago. The four semi-finalists in 1920 were exactly the same four semi-finalists in 2020.
Yeah, doesn't that stand out for you? Where do we go next, Jerry?
I'm just going to bring you across here. These are just some of the victims of Croke Park. And again, people will know about Michael Hogan because the stand was named after him. But like I say, we had 14 people killed here on Bloody Sunday. And that is for us, that part of our responsibility here, part of our legacy, is to keep the memory of these people alive. Because not a lot of people, they don't know about them, they don't know their backgrounds, they don't know their family people, their business owners, whatever it was. So on the tours here, we will talk to people and we'll mention the names of other people other than Michael Hogan, because very much part of our responsibility.
Ironically, the ones we know are the kids, the children.
It's Joe Maleri, and Willie Robinson, and so other people, Michael Ferry here that we're seeing in front of us, he was ex-British Army, fought in the First World War for the British. He actually had his military fatigues on here that day here on Bloody Sunday. We had another chap down here, Tom Hogan. Tom was the last person to die, and he was from Limerick IRA. He was part of that group. Jane Boyle was the one lady killed on the day. She was here with a fiancé who was from Tipperary, and she was killed trying to get out by what's now Hill 16. She was due to get married to Daniel Byrne the following Friday, and she was buried the following Friday. It was an absolutely horrific, horrific event here.
Tell me, what's the link between Hill 16 and Bloody Sunday? There always was a rumour that there was a link, is there?
The link between is probably down to the fact that Hogan was shot on the pitch, but then the Black and Tans, they rounded up the Tipperary team and they kept them in front of Hill 16. And they were there for hours. And finally, it was a guy called Major Mills who was in charge of the operation that day. He wasn't the guy. There was no order given to commence fire in Croke Park that day. So Major Mills, he was a career soldier. He was very disciplined. He stopped the firing in Croke Park that day, and he went up to the Black and Tans who were holding the Tipperary team. And he said, there'll be no more killing here today. So that's probably the link that you're talking about.
Let's go a little bit further. We have another 2 minutes there before we have to move on. So, I mean, do people understand the symbolism? It's not just a stadium. It's not just our national kind of celebration. Yeah. That there is a real sense of purpose to this.
Well, it's Croke Park's got everything. Like Croke Park, it's a privilege to work in Croke Park. Like, we've got the history here, so we have. And then, as you said, we have got an absolutely magnificent stadium. And to come here on the biggest days of the year, the four All-Ireland finals, we have people from all over the country. We've people fly in, Irish people fly in from all over the world for the matches. I don't think there's any other sport in the world where that gets that level of enthusiasm. And for Irish people, this is a sense of being Irish.
Gerry, what I want to do is, my little bit of history with Croke Park is that I was here when they pulled down the last legs of the Hogan and the Cusack stand for the redevelopment, right? But I do remember over here we have an old bench which I want to finish up by sitting on. Is it over this side?
It's over this side.
So this to me now will bring back terrible memories, because this is the original bench, and anyone who sits in a club ground will be familiar. Yes. Sit down next to me there, Gerry. This is the kind of hard-arsed discomfort that GAA fans are used to, isn't it?
It was. Nowadays,
you must have lovely grounds in Monaghan, Gerry.
We had these in Clonus quite recently, and now in Clonus they've got the nice bucket seats down both sides. So the grounds are being upgraded. But yes, this was the comfort that we had to endure for years.
I suppose the only thing is, if you were winning, your arse wouldn't spend too much time on the chair.
We never bothered too much with the things. We weren't used to luxury back in those days.
Gerry, it's a brilliant place to go, and I know school tours do come here a lot. But if you're passing and you're in Dublin and it isn't a match day, you'll give them the tour.
It's a brilliant place to come. We've different tours. We've got the stadium tour, we've got the skyline tour. From time to time we have sort of tour theme tours. So this coming, I'm going to make a sort of plug here, if that's okay. I've got a tour starting next weekend called Tales from the Pale, and this is from the skyline of Croke Park, and we talk about the medieval dark past of Dublin.
Oh well, that's very around Halloween. There
around
you go.
Halloween, so perfect timing for
it. Ideal. Gerry, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.